Western media, culpability for crimes against humanity. The ongoing Israeli assault on Gaza is frequently framed as a war by Western media outlets. This terminology is not just misleading, it is morally and legally incorrect. A war suggests a conflict between two sovereign states. Gaza, however, is not a state. It is a densely populated territory under military occupation and siege, with no army, navy, or air force. Under international law, particularly Article 1.4 of Additional Protocol 1 to the Geneva Conventions, people living under occupation have the right to resist. What Israel is conducting is not a war, it is a military operation against a civilian population, an act that fundamentally violates the principles of humanitarian law. Mass disappearance, the silenced horror. The devastation in Gaza has reached apocalyptic levels. A Harvard study recently found that over 377,000 Palestinians are missing, a number over six times the official death toll of 62,000. With Israel controlling every border, including Rafah and the Mediterranean Sea, there is nowhere for people to flee. These missing individuals are presumed to be dead, buried under the rubble of their homes. Yet, major Western media outlets either underreport or completely ignore this level of destruction, choosing instead to highlight sanitized narratives of precision strikes and collateral damage. A network of silence and smear. Israel's actions are supported by a vast international network of lobbying and media influence. Thousands of pro-Israel organizations operate worldwide, working to suppress criticism through ad hominem attacks. Accusations of anti-Semitism, Nazi sympathies, or support for terrorism are routinely directed at journalists, academics, and human rights activists who speak out. This intimidation is amplified by powerful individuals and institutions embedded in mainstream Western media. At the BBC, Rafi Berg has been noted for consistently framing Israeli actions in favorable terms. Meanwhile, Germany's Axel Springer media conglomerate, which profits from real estate and illegal Israeli settlements, openly enforces pro-Israel editorial policies. These are not random biases, they represent systemic, institutional alliances that prioritize ideological loyalty over journalistic truth, delegitimizing accountability. The Israeli propaganda apparatus also targets international institutions. UN Watch, a Geneva-based NGO, has led efforts to discredit the United Nations, UNRWA, and the International Criminal Court, ICC, by accusing them of anti-Semitism for investigating Israeli war crimes. These are not isolated smear campaigns, they are deliberate strategies to delegitimize any form of international oversight or justice. Disinformation as a weapon. In the digital sphere, hashtag Pallywood and hashtag the Gaza you don't see are used to manufacture doubt and dismiss the lived experiences of Palestinians. Hashtag Pallywood cynically accuses Palestinians of faking injuries and deaths, while hashtag the Gaza you don't see attempts to counter visual evidence of famine and devastation by showcasing cherry-picked images of relative normalcy. These campaigns are not benign. They are deliberate disinformation efforts to erode global solidarity and normalize atrocity. The Striker precedent. The media's role in normalizing violence has a chilling historical parallel. Julius Streicher, the Nazi publisher of Der Stürmer, who was tried and convicted at the Nuremberg trials. Streicher never physically harmed anyone, but his relentless incitement of racial hatred and propaganda was deemed sufficient for conviction of crimes against humanity. The precedent is clear. Words can kill, especially when used to justify and enable mass violence. Complicity through journalism. Western media today is not simply failing to report objectively, it is actively complicit in shaping public narratives that justify the collective punishment of an occupied people. Its use of euphemistic language, omission of crucial facts, and vilification of victims is not a series of mistakes. It is part of a systemic process of manufacturing consent for ongoing atrocities. Conclusion: a call for accountability. The bloodshed in Gaza is not happening in a vacuum. It is made possible by a global information architecture that disguises oppression as defense and portrays genocide as policy. Western media's complicity must be scrutinized not only ethically, but legally. The Streicher case proves that propaganda is not a neutral act. It is a form of participation in crimes against humanity. If the world is serious about justice and human rights, it must extend its scrutiny to the journalists, editors, and executives who help make such crimes invisible, palatable, or justifiable.